All right, everyone, get ready for a deep dive. We're taking a look at a case that's basically a cornerstone of corporate law. It's Blasius Industries, Inc. v. Atlas Corporation.
Oh, yeah, Blasius. You really can't understand corporate law without understanding this case, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every lawyer or law student listening in, this one's for you. We're going to unpack it all.
You know what grabs me about Blasius?
What's that?
It's a bare-knuckle fight between a company's board and its shareholders. That kind of power struggle, it's always simmering in boardrooms. But in Blasius, it boiled over right into the Delaware Court of Chancery. And those ripples, they're still felt today.
Okay, so paint us a picture. We've got Blasius Industries. They're not a majority shareholder, but they've got a decent chunk of Atlas Corporation, 9.1% to be exact.
Not just sitting pretty with those shares either.
No, they're making a power play. It's called a consent solicitation. Think of it like going straight to your fellow shareholders, saying, hey, let's shake things up.
And shake things up, is putting it mildly, Blasius wanted to supersize that board. From 7 directors, boom, 15. Pack it with their own people. Their goal, you guessed it, a whole restructuring of Atlas.
Atlas's board. Not on board, to say the least. They thought Blasius's plan was reckless, bad for the company, the whole nine yards.
So what'd they do? New Year's Eve, no less. Talk about going down to the wire.
Yeah.
Emergency board meeting. And bam, 2 new directors joined the party.
Smart move, tactically speaking. They just diluted Blasius's voting power like that. Made it way harder to take control.
Checkmate, for the moment at least.
Classic standoff then. Activist investor versus the board. One's pushing their vision, the other's protecting the company as they see it.
Right down the middle. And this is where it gets juicy, legally speaking.
No.
Off to Delaware Chancery Court they go, the big leagues for corporate law. Question is, did Atlas's board, did they cross the line? Did they mess with the shareholder voting process?
And this is where Blasius really makes its mark, especially for those of us who love a good legal precedent. The court, they get it. The Atlas board, they weren't being malicious. They thought they were doing the right thing for the company. But, and here's the kicker, their motive, that's what tipped the scales. And that brings us to the Blasius standard, a phrase that still makes corporate boards sweat, even today.
The Blasius standard, it's kind of a game changer. What it says is, even if you're a board acting with the best intentions, you can't just step on shareholder voting rights. You need a rock-solid reason, a compelling justification, the court calls it. This isn't like your everyday business judgment rule where courts usually give boards the benefit of the doubt. Blasius, it raises the bar way up, makes it much harder for boards to pull moves that could affect how shareholders vote.
So how does this compelling justification play out in the real world? What would be a good example?
Okay, let's say a company is facing a hostile takeover, something that'd wreck them long-term, no doubt about it. The board, they might argue, look, we got to take action, even if it means limiting shareholder voting for now. It's to save the company. That could fly under the Blasius standard, you see.
So boards, they're not totally powerless, but they can't just do whatever they want. They got to think it through, really justify their actions. It can't just be because we said so.
Exactly. The Blasius standard, it's like a spotlight. It shines on their motives. They got to show they're acting for the good of the whole company, not just hold on to power. Can't just change the rules because they're scared of losing.
I see what you're saying, but doesn't that give boards a lot of leeway? Where's the line between protecting the company and silencing shareholders who might have valid concerns?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's all about finding the right balance. The power of the board versus the rights of the shareholders, that tension. That's what Blasius gets at. It's a landmark decision. It reshaped how we think about corporate governance. It's a reminder. Shareholders, they have a voice, the right to vote, and elect directors. That's fundamental. It can't be brushed aside, not even by a well-meaning board.
Okay, so we've got this epic showdown, Blasius going head-to-head with Atlas's board. And from that, the Blasius standard is born. It set a precedent that boards still have to grapple with.
It really shows you, right, the power dynamics you're dealing with in corporate America,
yeah,
and why you need those legal safety nets for everyone involved, but especially shareholders.
Yeah, it's high stakes chess, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boards, shareholders making their moves, countering each other.
Exactly. And the Blasius standard, it throws a wrench in the works. Boards can't just assume they can do whatever they want. They got to think about those shareholder votes, you know.
So how's this played out since then? Real world examples. How has the Blasius standard been used?
Oh, tons of cases. One that jumps out, Hilton Hotels Corp. v. ITT Court, 1997. Hilton's board, they're trying to block a takeover, right, by ITT. They put up all these defenses.
They're going to make themselves takeover proof. Classic move.
But the court, they brought out the Blasius standard, said Hilton was mainly trying to shut down shareholder votes. Not a good enough reason. Like, nice try, but you can't just lock the doors because you don't like who's knocking.
So Blasius has teeth, huh? It's not just some legal theory. It actually gets used to keep boards in check.
You got it. And that's why it's so important, even today, for lawyers, law students, anyone in this field. Blasius, it's a foundational case, comes up all the time when you're talking shareholder rights, litigation, the whole shebang.
It's wild. A case from 1988 still shaping things today, like a legal time capsule.
That's what's so cool about these landmark decisions. They lay down principles that stick around, even as the business world changes all around them.
Speaking of change, how's Blasius held up with everything going on now? Shareholder activism, ESG investing, all that.
Ah, good point. Shareholder activism, it's been on the rise, that's for sure. Investors, they're using their votes, trying to change how companies behave. All sorts of issues. Environment, social justice, you name it.
Like they're saying, hey, we're not just about the money. We care what these companies are doing out in the world.
100%. And the Blasius standard, it's been helpful for these activists when they're fighting board decisions that they think are bad for the company or just bad, period.
So are you saying Blasius could be used to back up shareholder proposals about ESG stuff?
It's possible, yeah. If a board is trying to block votes on those ESG proposals, that could trigger a Blasius challenge. That's the idea, at least.
So Blasius, it's like a shield, in a way, for shareholders trying to make their voices heard, not just about money, but about all kinds of things.
That's a good way to put it. It shows how strong those Blasius principles are. Fairness, accountability, making sure shareholders have a say, all that stuff, it still matters.
Before we go too far, you mentioned Delaware earlier. How they kind of shaped corporate law. Tell me more about that. Why is Delaware the corporate capital everyone talks about? And how did Blasius add to that?
Delaware, right? Tiny state, huge impact on business. Most Fortune 500 companies, they're incorporated there. There's a reason for that, you know?
Yeah, what's the secret?
Well, their laws are very business friendly. That's part of it. And their courts, especially the Chancery Court where Blasius happened, they know their corporate law. It's like the ultimate court for business disputes, you know?
One-stop shop for corporations.
Pretty much. And Blasius, it's a prime example of how Delaware's courts have changed the game for businesses everywhere. It sent a message, loud and clear. Boards, you can't ignore shareholder votes, can't mess with them, not without a damn good reason. That made Delaware even more attractive for companies to set up shop.
Like they're saying, come here, we'll make sure everyone plays fair.
Right. And that reputation for being fair, for having predictable rules, that's what made Delaware the top dog for corporate governance.
Okay, so we've got Blasius, the case itself, its impact on boards and shareholders, and Delaware's whole role in this world. But let's step back for a sec. Why should someone who's not a lawyer, not a CEO, why should they care about this case? What's the takeaway for the average investor?
That's the key question, isn't it? At its heart, Blasius is about making sure those in charge, the boards, they don't abuse their power because they're supposed to be representing the shareholders, right? For the everyday investor, Blasius, it's a bit of peace of mind. It says, hey, your vote matters. They can't just ignore it, can't cheat. Boards got to think twice before they try to shut you out.
It's like having a ref in the game, right?
Yeah.
Making sure things are played by the rules, calling out fouls.
Exactly. And we're not just talking about the big-time investors here. Blasius, it protects everyone who owns stock, big or small. Even if you just have a few shares, your voice counts. That's the message.
Wow. It's crazy how one case can have such a ripple effect. So we've covered a lot. The legal ins and outs of Blasius, how it changed things in the boardroom, and Delaware's whole influence on corporate law. But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with something to chew on. Could the Blasius standard, you know, with how much it focuses on protecting shareholder votes, could it apply to those ESG proposals we see nowadays? The environmental social governance stuff, it's a big deal for a lot of investors these days.
Oh, that's the question, all right. Big debate going on in legal circles about that very thing. ESG investing, it's exploded, right? Shareholders, they're flexing their voting muscles, trying to get companies to change how they act. Climate change, diversity, the whole gamut.
It's like investors are waking up realizing they can use their money to make a difference on these issues.
Yeah.
But where does Blasius fit into this?
Well, Blasius, it sets a pretty high bar for boards, right? If they do anything that could mess with shareholder votes, that's where things get dicey. So if a board tries to block or even just discourage shareholders from voting on an ESG proposal, that could set off some Blasius alarm bells.
So you're saying, Blasius, it could be a tool, a way to fight for corporate social responsibility.
It's definitely on the table. If a board, if it looks like their main goal is to shut down shareholder voices on ESG, not some legitimate business reason, they could be in trouble, legally speaking.
Wow, that's kind of mind-blowing. Blasey is a case from way back when, still relevant for these cutting-edge issues today.
Exactly. It shows you how these legal principles, they can evolve, adapt to new situations.
All right, let's wrap this up. Some key takeaways for everyone listening. First off, Blasey's, it's a landmark decision. Set a higher standard for what boards can do, especially when it comes to shareholder votes. It's a reminder. Shareholders have power, the right to vote, elect directors. That's a fundamental part of how corporations work. Can't just toss it aside.
Right. Blasey's, it's a warning to boards. You can't just brush off shareholder concerns or silence them. Not without a really good reason.
Second thing to remember, Blasey's, it says the court's going to look closely at why the board did what they did. Even if they claim they're acting in good faith, if the real goal was to block votes, they're in hot water.
And lastly, Blasey shows how important the courts are. They're there to protect shareholders, to make sure the whole system is fair and transparent.
For all you legal eagles out there, if you remember one thing from Blasey's, remember this. It's about the why, not just the how. If a board's main goal is to block shareholder votes, they better be ready to explain themselves to the court.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Blasey's, it's a reminder that boards and shareholders, it's a balancing act. And the courts, they're the ones making sure nobody falls off the tightrope.
And on that note, that's our deep dive into Blasey's Industries, HV Atlas Corporation. We've gone through the history, the legal arguments, the whole shebang. Really hope you found it interesting.
It's a case that people are still talking about, still shaping corporate law, which says a lot.
Until next time, keep learning. Keep asking those tough questions and keep on diving deep into the world of corporate law.